How your inner goddess can help you have it all. Hi, I'm Allegra Lowenstein, creator of Have Your Cake and Eat It Too, a program to help busy, ambitious women, the leaders and educators of the world, to step off the emotional eating roller coaster so they can lose weight naturally while eating all the foods they love. You can find out more about my work, including my books and coaching program, at AllegraLowenstein.com, AllegraLowenstein. Today, however, I am going to be sharing some life-changing secrets with you on a very popular topic. Why is it hard to stay on track with your health, and how your inner goddess can help you have it all? Why are you tired all the time? Why are you struggling to eat healthy foods? Why do you literally eat the things you are telling yourself not to eat? Why is it so hard to keep exercise on your schedule or to-do list? Why is eating vegetables so hard? And why is eating junk so easy? I am just going to jump right in to the blunt part of this answer. And there are a few blunt parts. I promise to follow up with some more positive news after. It's hard to eat healthy foods and exercise and keep your health a priority because the world is way too crazy and it is making you stressed. You may not even feel stressed. People tell me all the time they're not stressed. But if I ask you, are you busy? And you say yes, then in this day and age, I can pretty much guarantee you're stressed. Because in this manic modern world, we are pretty much all stressed. It's hard to eat vegetables because it does take time to prepare healthy food. And because you just told me you are busy, and I told you that means you are stressed, you don't have the time to cook healthy food. Don't worry, my program accounts for this with your daily plan from work to party, but without this plan, it can definitely be hard. It's easy to eat processed food or junk food or fast food because we are surrounded by fast food on every street corner. We are tempted by junk, by people who even love and care about us, everywhere we go. And we are deceived about how healthy things are by the food manufacturers. If that all weren't bad enough, we actually don't have a choice when it comes to what we eat when we are under stress. Yes, it is that serious. Let me say it again in another way. You actually don't control your behavior. Your hormones do. This fact is why you can be telling yourself, don't eat that, I don't want that, that's bad for me, that's junk food, that's not on my diet, while at the exact same time, you are wolfing it down. Because your hormones are in charge, and they are imbalanced due to that chronic 21st century stress that I already mentioned. Oh yeah, and willpower will never work because that is a finite resource and it's already used up by all that stress and busyness. But okay, enough of the bad news. Why is it time to do something different? I mean, really, why would it ever be time to keep doing what I just described? It is time to do something different because you're tired or you want to eat healthier without trying or you want to be able to enjoy the damn cake, not worry about trying not to eat it, and you want to love the food you eat and enjoy your life, right? Good! Me too! My client Leslie explained how she left behind her reactionary stress eating. Just one common form of emotional eating. During grad school, she had dealt with stress by overeating. She ate fast food because she felt too busy, and she ate ice cream to relax and unwind at the end of the day. But together through our work, she found a way to tap into her own inner goddess, to balance her work and her life, which helped manage her stress and reduce those stress hormones so that she could actually slow down. As she made this shift, she found many ways to enjoy healthy food in simple ways. And most importantly, she started to actually nourish her body with food, not just numb herself from the stress and distract herself from the busyness. It is time to do something different because nourishing your inner goddess is actually the answer to all of those myriad challenges. It is time to listen to your inner goddess. It is time to cultivate your inner goddess because she knows the secret to letting go of the busyness. Your inner goddess knows how to rest. She knows how to receive rejuvenation. And she knows how to nourish your body, mind, and soul completely. All of those distractions, the shoulds, the have-tos, the need-tos, the pressure, the go, 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 all of those things quiet your inner goddess, making it impossible to hear her. And to top that off, all of those things also disrupt your hormones. It is time for a new approach because your inner goddess, your inner Hera, the queen goddess, she actually becomes vengeful. She is the one who makes you feel hangry. She is the one who actually holds on to belly fat because of stress. It is time for a new approach because your inner Demeter can't be heard. And it is her voice, the goddess of harvest and abundance and gratitude. Your inner goddess tells you, I feel satisfied. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to walk. I want to dance and stretch and sing. But when we can't hear our inner Demeter, we actually lose our motivation to exercise and we literally don't know when to stop eating. It is time for a new approach because our inner Athena, the goddess of war, the goddess of battles, she is actually the one who gets us through the crazy day-to-day schedule that feels like a battle. It is time for a new approach because staying in battle mode means staying under the influence of stress hormones. And when those hormones are in charge, you literally cannot say no to junk food. When you are in battle mode and your stress hormones are in charge, you literally cannot resist sugar, fat, or salt. It's impossible. But guess what? Even goddesses get tired. Your inner Athena, your inner warrior, needs you to take a moment and help shift yourself back into wisdom mode. Because guess what? Athena, your inner warrior goddess, she's the goddess of war and she's the goddess of wisdom. So by making that shift and tapping in to the slower paced wisdom goddess, you can actually gain your energy back and begin to balance your hormones, restore your metabolism, and lose weight. The secret to finding the time you need to nourish yourself, to feel truly relaxed in your life, to eat all of the foods you love without overdoing it, to balancing your hormones and gaining energy, it's all about tapping into your own inner goddess. So how does my approach help you tap into your inner goddess and achieve all of this? My signature program helps you gain energy, lose weight, balance your hormones, and have it all in health and life, because in my approach, the goddesses are the hormones. This approach will help you balance your hormones by balancing your inner goddess. And when you balance these goddesses, these hormones, you actually get to be in charge again. This program will help you eat healthier, eat more vegetables and less junk. Because Athena, the goddess of war and the goddess of wisdom, we actually start by shifting her into wisdom mode, which allows you to eat healthy with ease. This system helps you stay on track, because once your inner warrior has shifted to wisdom mode, you will actually be able to eat the healthy food you desire. Using your inner goddess works because the main trigger for your queen goddess, for your inner Hera, for her jealousy and rage, her trigger is eating junk. And once you balance your inner warrior, you stop eating junk, and then you naturally calm your inner Hera. Samantha summed up how our food relates to our inner goddess when she told me that she was so relieved to see that I wasn't just replacing white sugar with honey, for example. She needed that new shift of exchanging sugar, the comfort food, for something else that actually makes life sweeter as a whole, not just substituting one food for another food, but actually changing your whole life to be sweeter. This system works because you cultivate the body wisdom you need to hear your inner Demeter, your inner goddess of gratitude and abundance. This allows you to feel satisfied with the food you eat, the regular delicious foods that you love, and it gives you the energy and the inspiration to move your body every day. If you are ready to start tapping into your own inner goddess to balance your life and have it all, you can start by taking a quiet moment in the morning and ask yourself simply, what do I need today? Name just one or two things and write them down. Is it a nap? Is it a plan for a healthy dinner? Is it plenty of water? Write down what you need and do your very best to give that gift to yourself. Then, take a moment in the evening to check in. Were you able to honor yourself in this small way? If so, congratulations. You have begun the path of honoring and cultivating your inner goddess. And if not, that's okay too. Simply ask yourself how you might be able to do so the next day and try it again. I look forward to hearing how this simple shift goes for you. Please let me know. Thanks for listening. I hope some of these new insights have started to take root with you so they can blossom and grow. You can discover more about my emotional eating detox and other programs at allegralowenstein.com. I always love to hear from you, so please visit me at allegralowenstein.com and reach out.